have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 100. I want to just give you a little thought tonight. I tell you, I thank God we got a large church, but I want y'all to hear this. I don't want to lose that sweet feeling we have and the sweet testimony. A lot of churches get larger, then they don't want to have testimony time, and they don't want to come around the altar and have altar prayer. Somebody told me that this church is the largest country church around. Well, I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't know if they meant that as a compliment, but I want you to know I'm glad for it. And I'm glad for the sweet spirit here tonight. And I thank God for you. But I want to give you a little exhortation tonight from Psalm 100, one of my favorite passages in all the Word of God. The Bible said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Church, will y'all read this one with me, verse 5? I want your loudest Baptist voice to read verse 5. And if you get a little shout in your soul, go ahead and shout. Let's do it together. "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all nations." Can we do that one more time? I'd rather hear you read that and maybe preach tonight. I'll be honest with you. Let's do that one more time. Let's just mean it real deep. Let's do it one more time. If you believe he's good, how many of y'all believe he's good? Yeah. Amen. Yes. Let's do it one more time. "For the Lord is, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Thank you. Praise God tonight. I want you to know something. God wants us to come to him with our burdens. Somebody help me. And by the way, I've got a God that wants to bear your burdens. Am I preaching? But I want you to know something. Give him all the burdens you want to give him. But can I ask you to do something along with giving all your burdens to him? Throw a few little thanksgivings in it. Somebody help me preach right there. You folk in this room, every one of you that's saved, you got to believe this, that God saved you. We ought to be the most thankful people in the world. And yes, we need to beg God for our help and our needs, but we ought to lace it with thanksgiving. See, the Bible said the will of God for you is thanksgiving. Hey, by the way, I can tell you two things about the will of God that I know is true. Number one, it is God's will to save everybody. I'm not a hyper-Calvinist. I'm not a 5-point, 4-point, 3-point, 2-point, 1-point. I'm a zero-pointer because I believe God so loved the world. I believe that doctrine, if it falls in one area, it falls in all areas. And I want you to know it's God's will to save everybody. I'll give you three things and let you go home. And then Cindy's going to come up and you go ahead and get ready to take an angel tree. Look at verse number one. Number one. The attitude of thanksgiving. First of all, we said make a joyful noise. I really personally think we ought to be joyful in our attitude. Now, I want you to know what happens when you are joyful in your attitude. It affects your temperament. Somebody help me preach right there. Hey, when you're joyful in your attitude, it affects your temperament. Those that are, am I preaching right there? I personally believe some of the sweetest people in the world are the thankful people of this world. I'll tell you what, ain't none of us need to boast of anything. All of us ought to be in hell tonight. And we ought to be thankful people. And if you're thankful tonight, it'll affect your temperament. Am I preaching? Secondly, I'm just teaching a little Bible study tonight. Secondly, I want you to notice this also. It not only give you an attitude of joyfulness, but you'll be servant in your spirit. Look what the Bible says. As you look down in here, it says, the Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above the people. And thank God, it'll affect us in our spirit. See, listen, unthankful people too often quit on God. I was praying for somebody today. Got somebody in my mind. I've been praying for them today. They're really having a lot of problems. You know where the biggest problem is in their life? I want you to pray for them. I know what it is. God's been so good to them, and they're just not thankful. And they just don't see it. Come on, help me now. I want to tell you what, we ought to be serving in our spirit. I never forget the story of Corrie Ten Boom when she was in that consecration camp in Germany. And I don't know if you've read the story or not, but Corrie had a terrible bout with lice. You read the story. She just didn't have lice in one area. She had lice all over her body. The story goes that Corrie got somewhat defeated and somewhat discouraged and somewhat feeling unthankful. And then God spoke to her and showed her a revelation. Do you know she was one of just a few people in that consecration camp that didn't get beaten or raped? And you know why they didn't come in and touch Corrie? It's because her body was ridden with lice. And she thanked God for the lice. I want to take glory to God. Somebody say amen right there. Well, sometimes we feel like there's things come in our life that seem bad, but I want to tell you something. In everything, give thanks. It didn't say for everything, but in everything, because God uses everything to bring us to a place of maturity and serving God in our spirit. Whew. And then verse 3, I'll tell you this. Let them praise thy great and terrible God. I'm sorry. Let's shift over. I messed up, didn't I? I went to 99. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. And let we ourselves, we are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. And in verse 2 it says, come before him with singing. How many of y'all? Come on. How many of y'all ever sing? Now they won't allow me in the choir. I've asked to join the choir. I joined one choir in my life, and that was First Baptist Church of Pinchas Choir. I was a tenor at one time. I was a bass at one time. They put me in the soprano section one time, and then finally the choir director said, you just ain't gonna work out. But I want y'all to know something. There's one place you can't stop me. Is when I get in my shire. And praise God. I'll start singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I'll start singing There's a Fountain Filled with Blood, drawn from Emmanuel's name. Somebody say amen right there. I want to tell you something. I really believe thankful people are joyful people, and we got a song in our heart. Secondly, I want you to notice in verse 3, the acknowledgement of thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. First of all, we need to trust in his sovereignty. I want you to know he's a sovereign God. He's in control. Now, everybody, you know, I know this election has made some people crazy. But I want to be honest with you. I guess I'm okay. I'm okay with it, the election. Probably went about the way I wanted it. But I got to be quite honest with you. My hope ain't in Donald Trump. I do want y'all to know that, okay? And the first time he flops, and he will. And somebody said, will you preach on him like you would have preached on Hillary? Probably harder. I'm a non-discriminative preacher. Hey, man. But I want you to know something. He didn't have control. That's one. Hey, by the way, if the other one had got in, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd have took me a baby aspirin because I know who's in control. God's in control. God is sovereign. And all I'm thinking is God may be giving this country one last chance to get right with God. And maybe we'll get a Supreme Court justice that'll change things for a generation or so for our young people. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know I'm in the hand of an almighty sovereign God. And he's all in control tonight. Bible goes on and says, acknowledge him as creator. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I want you to know something. I'm not a theistic evolution guy. I'm not even a strong gap theory guy. Boy, it's quite in here now. See, I love to say that because I like to see some of your face. If you're depending on a gap theory to explain creation, I got creation explained. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the world with his word. Somebody say amen. I believe that. I believe he created this world. I believe he created man. We're a triune being, and he's a triune being, and we're made after his image. We ought to acknowledge that. Amen. Hey, listen to me. If you're in this room tonight and you're lost, God created you, and he didn't create you to go to hell. He created you to go to heaven. And if you go to hell, you'll go over the blood of Christ. You'll go over the preaching of the gospel. You'll go over the prayers of your mama. Amen. Look here. Here's one. If you want to go ahead and shout and stand up and shout, you go ahead. I may take a roll. Would you run a lap for me if I tell you to? Know ye that the Lord is God. He's sovereign. He made us. He's creator. But look here. We are his what? We are his people. Man, somebody ought to raise your hand. I'm not the devil's child anymore. I'm not following the devil any longer. I'm a child of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. I'm a friend of God, and he's a friend of mine. Somebody say amen. We ought to acknowledge him, and we are his people. Aren't you glad we're not hopeless people? Aren't you glad we're not helpless people? Aren't you glad we are a people that has a great God that cares for us? Amen. Woo! No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Lastly, and I'm done, just wanted to give you a little teaching. Verse 4 and 5, the action of thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. How many of y'all like to be in the service when everybody walked in the door back there in unity? You think we've had a little touch of heaven this morning? We all walk in that building in unity, in thanksgiving, praise. Everybody come with a thankful heart. And I know this church has grown. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, there's a world that wants to see what I'm preaching on right now. And that's a thankful people. There's a lot of hurting people. and they need to eat Thanksgiving. Somebody help me right there. Hallelujah. How many of y'all, anybody going to cook corn for Thanksgiving? If you're cooking corn, raise your hand. I know some of you young ladies, you can't even cook. You're going to go to Bob Evans, ain't you? Now, one of them things my wife's going to do, and I'm talking about the action of Thanksgiving. She's going to make some corn. Now, I don't know how all you other ladies make corn. And I'm sure you probably do something similar to my wife. But I didn't know this until one day I just asked her why her corn's so good. You know what she told me? I said, what do you put in that? She said, I put sugar in it. Any of y'all put sugar in your corn? Oh, Lord God, you are in the will of God, aren't you? I want to tell you something, friend. That's what God wants in our lives, some sugar, some thanksgiving, some kindness. Somebody help me preach right there. You know what my wife's corn? I can get me a baked potato. Don't even have to put no butter on other on the corn and just put the corn on the baked potato. Have you ever? Hey, listen, I think I'm going to put that in the cooking manual. But get you a big baked potato and put corn on it and smother it over there real good, and you eat that one time. Son, it'll make your tongue smack your throat. Somebody say amen right there. But see, what I'm trying to tell you is Thanksgiving is that sweetness we add to our relationship with God. There's so many bitter people and angry people. We need to have these sweet people. Well, I'm about to shout over my own preaching. By the way, just what would happen? My God, I got this. I'm done with this, okay? What would happen if a bunch of y'all just come around the altar tonight and just be thankful? I like to see a bunch of people come to the altar tonight and not ask God for anything. Just kind of get there and say, thank you. You say, well, I don't know if I got anything to say thank you about. Well, let me give you a few. I'm thankful I'm saved. I'm eternally saved. I'm thankful I got a home in heaven. And I'm thankful for all the blessings of salvation. And then after I get all the economy of God and all the blessing of God, then I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my home. I'm thankful for God give me enough money to live on. Somebody ought to just raise your hand and praise his name tonight. We ought to be thankful people. Did you come tonight thankful, or did you come burdened and bogged down? God help us. God help us. Stand with me. Maybe you just slip out of your seat already. Come on up here and thank him for what he's done for you. With head bowed and eyes closed.